Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. I've been praying a lot for those of you who listen to this little program because I've been asking God to please bless all of you, every one of you, that this may be a Christmas like no other. I don't mean that there's going to be trumpets sounding and drums drumming and all that kind of thing, but in the quiet of your heart, that you may draw closer to Him. And you say, I've got little children. I don't have any time for quiet. God understands that. If you'd even just give Him a moment or two, He will bring peace to you. Trust Him. Give everything to Him as we prepare for His coming. As I said, this is the Monday of the second week of Advent, and so the first reading is taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 35, verses 1 to 10. The desert and the parched land will exult. The steppe will rejoice and bloom. They will bloom with abundant flowers and rejoice with joyful song. The glory of Lebanon will be given to them, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen the hands that are feeble. Make firm the knees that are weak. Say to those whose hearts are frightened, be strong, fear not. Here is your God. He comes with vindication. With divine recompense, He comes to save you. Take that personally, as well as for millions of people. He comes to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, the ears of the deaf be cleared. Then will the lame leap like a stag. Then the tongue of the mute will sing. Streams will burst forth in the desert, and rivers in the steppe. The burning sands will become pools, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The abode where jackals lurk will be a marsh for the reed and the papyrus. A highway be there, called the Holy Way. No one unclean may pass over it, nor fools go astray on it. No lion will be there, nor beast of prey go up to be met upon it. It is for those with a journey to make, and on it the redeemed will walk. Those whom the Lord has ransomed will return and enter Zion singing, crowned with everlasting joy. They will meet with joy and gladness. Sorrow and mourning will flee. Brothers and sisters, these are the promises of God to us if we are faithful to Him. And I'm just thinking of all of you who've been away from the church, as I've said to you before, for years. And you say, oh, well, no sense going back. Yes, there is great sense in going back, because God wants to give you life everlasting. He knows that we make mistakes, but turn around and just say, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Help me. If you need to go to confession, as I've so often told you, go. But don't be afraid. I met someone who was away from the church for 30-some years, and the joy on his face at that time was enough. He didn't have to say a word. The joy that he experienced returning. God always loves you. He wants you to come back to Him if you're away. And if you could get closer to Him, He wants to do that for you. Christmas is not, first of all, about presents. Yes, we do. It's family time. But first of all, what gift do we give to the King? What gift do we give to the baby, Jesus? How do we think of Him? How do we thank Him? Please, brothers and sisters, this is all real. This is not pretense or just some nice story. This is all real. This is what has happened. And God wants to bless us And the responsorial psalm, Psalm 85, tells us our God will come to save us. Do you believe that? I will hear what God proclaims, the Lord, for he proclaims peace to his people. Near indeed is his salvation to those who fear him. Glory dwelling in our land. Kindness and truth will meet. Justice and peace shall kiss. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and justice shall look down from heaven. Our God will come to save us. He's not going to let us alone and say, well, I came, so doesn't matter. You turned away from me. He comes to us again and again in our hearts. The Lord himself will give his benefits. Our land shall yield its increase. Justice shall walk before him, and salvation along the way of his steps. God loves us so much. He's giving us every opportunity to come to him, perhaps for the first time, perhaps to return from many years away. God is waiting for you, longing for you, praying for you. Please open your heart to him. One day, as Jesus was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law who had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem were sitting there, and the power of the Lord was with him for healing. And some men brought on a stretcher a man who was paralyzed. They were trying to bring him in and set him in his presence. But not finding a way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on the stretcher through the tiles into the middle in front of Jesus. And when Jesus saw their faith, that they would go to any end to bring their friend to him, when Jesus saw their faith, he said, "As for you, your sins are forgiven." And then the scribes and the Pharisees began to ask themselves, "Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who but God alone can forgive sins?" Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them in reply, remember that, Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them in reply, "What are you thinking in your hearts? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the one who was paralyzed, "I say to you, pick up your stretcher and go home." He stood up immediately before them, picked up what he had been lying on, and went home glorifying God. Then astonishment seized them all, and they glorified God. And struck with awe, they said, "We have seen incredible things today." Would you say, would you scoff at something like that and say, "Oh, that's not possible, that's not possible"? With God, all things are possible. God knows what we need most of all. Bring your needs to him. Bring your needs to his mother. Bring them. Please, you are being heard. God loves you. Draw near. Saint Anselm said at one point in time, many years ago, "My sins are without bounds or limits. My prayer will not be heard. All this is not enough without an intercessor. I will pray to one of the great friends of God, and perhaps God will hear him on my behalf. I will call upon Nicholas, that great confessor whose name is honored throughout the world. Nicholas, if only he will hear me, great Nicholas. Do not wait, sir, to hear my importunities, because you know my weakness when praying for a long time. I fall away quickly. but do you be more swift to help. Good Lord, thank you. Truly, you have sought out your lost one in the abyss and brought out him whom you had driven there in fear because of his sin. By the mercy of Saint Nicholas, your beloved, led out from the abyss of sin, your lost one whom you have sought and found. But Saint Nicholas, why do I pray to God by your merits when you are in his presence and can do this better? I pray you, sir, through his name, do not turn away from one whom he has already looked upon, however much his accused slave he may be. I ask you to plead for me in the presence of God. I do not ask you to defend me, but to pray for me. If he is judge to pass sentence on his accused, he is also the Lord to protect his servant, Creator to watch over his handiwork, and God to save him who believes in him and is baptized. That was written by Saint Anselm, who was an abbot and a bishop, a philosopher and a theologian. Think of that. And here he was begging and pleading to his Lord, begging for help. You and I can do the same. And here at this beginning of Advent, that's what I want of you. Look at the fact that God knows you. He knows all our mistakes. He knows our sins. He knows our goodness. He knows our kindness. He knows everything about us. Please, brothers and sisters, he knows you. He knows what you are. Please, please, he loves you. Draw near to him, even with your sins, your mistakes. This is a time to begin a new chapter in life. This is a time to offer yourself afresh to God and say, Lord, let me begin a new liturgical year with you. You came as a child so we would not be afraid of you. You came as a little one. Please, trust him. Come to him with your questions. I'm not telling you you're going to get immediate answers. That's not the way God works. But he hears your every word. Cry out to him when you're in difficulty and say, please help me. When you start doing that, when you turn to him first in all your needs, your hopes, your dreams even, whatever, when you turn to him, he hears you, and you will be amazed sometimes. It might be a year or two, as I've told you, but the answers will come. Do not be afraid. He tests our faith. Trust him. God is good. Brothers and sisters, I know I learned that, and God has been very good to me, and so will he be to you. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.